Talking to Film Friday, I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we're here this week with a film that threw Echo into shock.
Yeah, you will be aboliated by this, or she was, at least.
Aboliated? Is that a word?
My dad uses it.
Huh. And, well, we've got one more clue for you, too. This movie may or may not star our favorite actor.
Andy Lau.
Ed Harris.
Oh, Ed Harris.
It's a Hollywood movie. Anyway.
Andy Lau,
he's good. Let's take a listen.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音> 我一星期十次看到他不同的相貌，上个周四我差点在沙龙里拥抱一个绝对陌生的人。那是我爸爸，我发誓他穿得像个流浪汉。知道还有什么事发生了吗？一个生意人和一个牵着狗的女人忽然出现，强迫着我爸爸上了一辆车。他们早就应该管管流浪汉了，在我们这儿变成和其他地方一样之前。
他们从没有发现爸爸的尸体，也许……我告诉你，如果那不是他，就是他的双胞胎兄弟。
I guess a couple of things to look at in this clip. Nothing that difficult, really, but...
It's probably less obvious than last week.
It's definitely less obvious than last
week.
Where
we had a lot of people writing in, and someone who guessed it was Dune. We don't know what you were thinking, but...
Dune?
I don't know what they're thinking.
How would you
Another
say
world?
How would you say Gom Jabbar in Chinese?
Anyway, it wasn't Dune. Let's go on to the clip. We're not gonna do this line by line with the translation because
yeah.
Come on, I mean it's a guessing game, guys.
Yeah, work.
Yeah, but we're gonna pick some of the more difficult lines and go through them and point out some of the maybe verbs and nouns and all of that jazz. So, Echo, why don't you get us started?
听起来你一点没疯。And
so feng is just it's crazy.
Yeah.
我一星期十次看到他不同的相貌。Right,
相貌 is appearance or semblance, and it's used of a person.
Yep, yeah.
上个周四,我差点在沙龙里拥抱一个绝对陌生的人。Yeah,
and Shalong is, I guess, the difficult word there. It's salon.
Salon, it's a sound loan.
It's a phonetic loan.
And 绝对陌生 is just, or 绝对陌生的人
absolutely.
Is a complete stranger.
Yeah.
那是我爸爸。
And I think the last word there is the interesting one we should point out.
流浪汉.
It's a vagrant or a transient. And
and that's second tone, fourth tone, and then han, which is fourth tone as well.
Yeah. So han there is, it means a man.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, so like if a guy is really macho, he can be, you know, 男子汉 or something like that. Anyway, and the verb there that precedes han uh-huh. is liulang,
yeah.
And that's to ramble or to wander like a hobo.
To drift around.
To drift,
not,
yeah.
Not
yeah, you're right. Liulang han is drifter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like so many of our podcasters at Pop Up Chinese. Whoa.
Yeah, they come in and sweep
come
us
on,
up
you
off
guys.
The streets with the, you know, with last night's refuse and... Give us a bowl of warm soup and expect us to work.
We keep costs down with gruel.
Through expenditure cutting measures as gruel and
well,
implying
we won't pay you, but we'll feed you. Get
and
in the studio.
Employing entirely homeless.
Echo, let's move on.
知道还有什么事发生了吗? 一个生意人和一个牵着狗的女人突然出现。
Right, so 生意人 is a businessman. And 牵着狗的女人,
yeah,
so a woman who is
kind of tough because it's packed together.
Yeah, 牵 is a verb meaning to lead
yeah.
or to take in hand. So a woman who is leading her dog or walking
yeah.
her dog, and you can also use it like for you know to lead somebody by the hand.
牵手.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened then?
强迫着我爸爸上了一辆车.
And so they forced 强迫. Or they compelled by yep. force.
Mm-hmm.
他们早就该管管流浪汉了.
This is a really, really good script. It's got some kind of inspired lines, and this is
this is one of a character within the movie thinking fast.
Yeah.
他们从没有发现爸爸的尸体.
Right. Well, 从没 is like never.
Yeah.
尸体 is
corpse.
Yeah.
Is corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
不要念成呼体哦.
Yes.
Mm.
也许我告诉你，如果那不是他，就是他的双胞胎兄弟.
And so
if
the last word there is
it wasn't him, it was his twin brother.
So you may already know the movie, you may not. We're going to let you listen to the clip again.
听起来你一点没疯。我一星期十次看到他不同的相貌，上个周四我差点在沙龙里拥抱一个绝对陌生的人。
那是我爸爸，我发誓他穿得像个流浪汉。知道还有什么事发生了吗？一个生意人和一个牵着狗的女人忽然出现，强迫着我爸爸上了一辆车。
他们早就应该管管流浪汉了，在我们这儿变成和其他地方一样之前。
他们从没有发现爸爸的尸体，也许我告诉你，如果那不是他，就是他的双胞胎兄弟。
We were telling Echo about it. Echo hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of giving her
telling
the
plot. Her the conceit.
And we entered a state of outrage here.
Well, not we. We were cool.
Well, we but, is referring here to Echo. It's,
yeah.
You know, the polite we, meaning you, entered the state of
hello?
They
can't
do
that.
How
mean?
Can you do this?
Yeah.
This is just wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
And so we had to explain the distinction between fiction and non-fiction.
还是很不好啊，你说一堆人，你会开心吗？如果你是他。
So, from Beijing, thanks for listening to Film Friday, and if you know the movie, get your guesses in.
希望大家喜欢我们这一堆流浪汉的这个 podcast.
Yeah, we need more ghoul.
上帝。
Yeah, actually, that's worth saying too. We are looking for some additional voice talent for some Mandarin shows. So, if you're listening...And you know someone in Beijing, or you are in Beijing, and you've got good Chinese, give us a call, or send us an email, actually, is better.
没准你就是我们的下一个流浪汉。
Yes. Okay. Take care.
Have fun.